Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 595. Tav Kuf Tzadi Hei. The second mitzvah related to Malkus. Yesterday we had the mitzvahs Aseh of Bezin giving Malkus to those that deserve. And today is the Isser of giving any extra lash, not to be Mosif on the Malkus. And that is expanded into the Isser of Chavala in general. The Isser of wounding a fellow Jew, says the Torah. Right here again, Vahaya and Benakos HaRasha, if somebody deserves Malkus, Vihi Pilo HaShofet Vihi Kol Lefanav, the Shofet bends him down, as we said, v'hikol lefanav, and hits him once in front of him, k'dei rish aso bimispar, a certain number, arboim yakenu lo yosef, 40 lashes lo yosef, do not give more, pen yosef, lest you give more, lahakoso alela makaraba, v'nikla achicha le'inecha, and he is embarrassed in front of your eyes. So this is the Isser. It's machlokas we've shown him, if the Isser is from the words lo yosef, the Rambam quotes lo yosef, the pen yosef, the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah quote that. Either way, in this pasuk is embedded the Isser of adding on to a mukeh more than he deserves. Only 40, or 39 really, which we'll talk more about, Be'ez Hashem, soon in the Rambam. Just even before we get to that, the symbolism of 40 comes up, obviously, in many places. The Tanchuma here says that he is high of 40 lashes because he violated the Torah that was given in 40 days. 40 is always symbolic of a unit. 39 is almost at that unit. We'll talk about, again, that relationship soon. The Klei Yakar here writes, V'tamla mispar lamites, the reason for 39, Lefi shekafar be'echad, ha'ola lemispar yud gimel, because he was kofar in Hashem in Echad. Again, Malkus is always, when somebody did an aveir b'mezid, with Edim, with Hasra, and he did it anyway. It's not for a shogeg. So he was kofar be'echad with in Hashem, that echad is gematria 13, and in the Torah that's darshan with the yud gimel midos and the yetzahara that's given the yetzer tov that's given to him after 13 years. That's the 39. He was kofar in the Torah, in Hashem, and in himself. Basically, that's the 39. V'chol chote nichnas bo ruach shtus, v'hu nedar min habina, habal amem shana, and he has gone away from the bina, ben arbon labina, the bina that comes when one is 40 years old, so he denied that. And that's why he gave him 39, because he just missed it. He forgot the 40th. He acted without bina. V'udo mekilu lo igilash das mem, b'zos teda ki roi lahal koso, b'mispar sheinu arbon mamish, because he was not someone who acted with Bina. The Azayim LaTorah also adds, in general, how we should look at the Malkus. It's that it is a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we know all of the other Onshim. The purpose of an Onesh is so that we get it in this world, and therefore we won't get it. Imagine, in this world, most of the Chayiv Krisus, once somebody gets Malkus, there's no more Chayiv Krisus, no more Chayiv Krisus. How is there any way in the Olam HaEmes, after 120, to rid myself of a Chayiv Kares? There's no way. In this world, there's a way. Chaviv and Yisurin, says the Azayim LaTorah. Li patar adei me al yado me onesh ba'olam haba. Shemishpatei Hashem omku ma'on mishpatecha dom rabba. Uma erich lemalkus arba'im la'onesh kares. Rachmana litzlan. Krisus ha'nefesh mechai olam haba. Imagine that. You get Malkus and then you're home free. Vatam lazef shalom asha Yisurin ba'olam hazem ma'orin es adam l'tshuva. How does it work? Hopefully through the Malkus, we will be awakened and motivated to do tshuva, ve'en l'chadavar ha'omeid b'fei tshuva, and there's nothing that stands in the way. Avalim tipesh, k'chelev leva adam, milasos tshuva adaka, but if we wait too late, then we'll just get it. Nifra'a mimenu, b'kanemi da'shamaymi, in olam haba. That is not something that we want. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the possibility, even if we sin b'mezid, to be able to receive a kapara in this world. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo lahosif b'malkus ha'mechuyev malkus, not to add on to someone who is mukeh, u'bichlala shelo naki Yisrael. Included in that is not to give hit any Jew. Shenimna hadayan mehakos achot yakos gadolo. So the dayan or the shliach bezdin is warned. Make sure you don't give even one extra lash. U'beers, as we spoke about yesterday, that's a chiddush. You might have thought once you get hit them, okay, you don't have to be so makpid. No, you have to be very careful. This is the explanation of the mitzvah. The most that he could get is 39. We have to estimate exactly based on their age and their nature and their makeup and their physical stamina what they can handle. V'myachol lizbal hakaz gvul ha'onesh kulo yukeh. If you can handle everything, all 39, you're giving them a full set. V'im lo yuchal lesov lo kulo yukeh k'v'yacholto. And if not, you give based on what he can handle. V'in pachos mishalosh akos la'olam. And it's got to be at least three. If he can't even handle three, then he's off the hook. V'tachlis cheshba minyan amalkos la'olam abram chaser achas. And the total could only be up to 39. So it's between 3 and 39, multiples of 3. U'bo ha'miniyah me'osef la'koz afilo ka'achas la'minyan. This iser is in the pasuk lo Yosef. Lo Yosef, do not add on him Hosef, and if you did over below Sase, then he violates the Lo Sase, and then he quotes the Chazal, Ein li elah shemosef al arboim. We're not called Omid va'omid. What if you're violate, you go one more than Bezin estimated? They estimated only, 12, and you give a 13th, and the guy lives. So you're not chayiv misa, but you're chayiv, you violate this, because it's still beyond what he was estimated to be able to handle. And now the chinuch has a crucial line. The chachamim heim chasru achas miyarboim legeder lav delo Yosef ken kasav harambam v'utema lefiya gemara. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the Rambam seems to have an amazing shita regarding this mitzvah about 40. Let's read the Rambam inside. Perek Yuzayin Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam there quotes, Kei kama malkin esa mechuyav malkis kefi kocho shenemar kidei rishaso b'mispar v'zeh shenemar arba'im. Give him whatever he can handle. That which he says 40, she'en mosifin al ha'arboim. You can't give more than that. Afilu haya chazaku bari kishimshon. Even if he's very strong. Avopochzin l'chalash, you give less to a weaker person. Shim yakeh chalash makar rabah, bevaday umes. If you whip somebody that is weak, he's for surely going to die. So the first four lines of the Rambam mentions 40. 40, that's it. Twice he mentions 40. But then he adds on, obviously, can't argue on the Gemara, 39. Lefichach amru chachamim. Because of this worry, Chazal said, Sha'afilu habari biyoser. Even the greatest, most healthy, robust person, makinoso tisha ushloshim, only 39. Shem nosif lo achas. So that even if we would add on one, nimsa shalohiko ela arboim aru yosla. Then we just got up to what the Torah said anyway. So therefore, violating wouldn't be so bad. What's clear from the Rambam, seems to be clear, the Rambam says 40 to 39 is drabanan. On a daraisa level, 40. That's what it sounds like. On a daraisa level, 40. Drabanan in what we call a siyag daraisa. A siyag daraisa, they said, do 39 so you don't come to the iser. Right, that's what they did. That's what the Radvaz points out. What if you did 40? What if he gave 40 and the guy died based on the 40th? Eino gola, you don't go to golas. Vlo abra al baltosif, you don't get the iser really. Shahare arboy ma yiruyos lamina Torah. On a daraisa level, he should have gotten 40. But, and let's say he was estimated to get 40, to get 39, and he could have gotten 40. Says the Radvaz, that's what it sounds like for the Rambam. On a daraisa level, he should get 40. The Kesef Mishnah is shocked. He says, V'im Tomar, follow me, Koryal Fila, Kitakasivna. Look in the Psukim in the Gemara. Right, that you learned 39, close to 40 from the Psukim. How does the Rambam do this? So it must be, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam understands this. The time of Yav, my Darshi, the Rabbanan Hachi. Why the Rabbanan said this? Where does he get it from? Says the Kesef Mishnah. Unbelievable, the Gemara in the end of Makos. Gemara that many are familiar with. The Gemara says in Dafchav Beis, in Makos, Amar Rava. Kama tipshoi sharinshi. How foolish are those people? This is right after the Gemara says 39 instead of 40. So then it says, Kama tipshoi sharinshi. How foolish are these people? Dekaimi mikami got sefer Torah. They stand up in front of a sefer Torah. Velo kaimi mikama gavaraba. And they don't stand up in front of a great Talmud Chacham. Why? Why does that not make sense? Tila b'sefer Torah, k'sivar b'im. Because the sefer Torah, in the sefer Torah, says to get 40 lashes. Vasu rabbanan basu chad. The rabbanan took one away. So it shows that the rabbis are stronger than the Torah, so to speak. So if you stand up for a sefer Torah, you obviously have to stand up for the rabbis. So the question of this Gemara is, what does it mean that the rabbis are stronger? This is how, it's not the rabbis against the Torah here. This is how the rabbis interpreted the Torah. This is what the Torah meant. What? It's the pashas of the Torah versus the real way the rabbanan darshan the Torah? That's what we would have said. But according to the Rambam, it's Huffle of a Fella. It's beautiful. The Rambam is saying, no, on a daraisa level, he's supposed to get 40. And the Rabbanan made a siyag, made a gzeira. Only 39. So it really is the Torah versus the rabbis. And Basu Rabbanan, Basu Chadah. That's how the Rambam seems to understand this. Also answers another question. The story is told about the Ustravser, and he goes to Rav Chaim Ozer one time, and he asks Rav Chaim Ozer, says, he says, hello to Rav Chaim Ozer. Rav Chaim Ozer says, ah, oh, it's great to meet a Gavra Rabba. And the Ustravser says, I'm not a Gavra Rabba. Why? So what's a Gavra Rabba? He quotes his Gemara. And then he asks the Rav Chaim Ozer, he says, if the Gemara is just looking for a case where the rabbis rounded down, they took one away from the Torah, so why did it have to wait till Parshas Kisetze? Why didn't he use Parshas Emor? Tisbru Chamishim Yom, and it's only 49 days we count. That's a question. So the Ustravser told him, so Rav Chaim Ozer says, I don't know. So the Ustravser says, let me tell you. The Gemara is not saying, al derech drush. It's not saying just that, oh, you take one out. A Gavra Rabba is somebody that lessens the suffering of a fellow Jew. That's a Gavra Rabba. The Rabbanan took away one lash from a fellow Jew, even a Russia. He says, still, that's a Gavra Rabba. He says, I'm not a Gavra Rabba. But that question still stands. If you don't want to give a drush answer, why don't they say the earlier one? The answer maybe could be based on the Rambam. The earlier case, that's what the Rabbanan interpreted the Torah, what the Torah meant. That's not the Rabbanan versus the Torah. Only here, the Torah says 40, the Rabbanan say 39. That is what a good example of the Rabbanan versus the Torah. The Kesef Mishnah says this. At the end, the Kesef Mishnah says, you know what? He backtracks and says, maybe this is all not true. Maybe the Rambam also holds, like everybody else, that it's a Daraisa. And really, he just calls it Amru Chachamim, like sometimes he says Divrei Sofrim. And really, he means Daraisa. That's very, very difficult, and I think the Kesef Mishnah himself knows it. If the Rambam says Divrei Sofrim, okay, maybe that Divrei Sofrim can mean is a Daraisa based on Psukim and Navi. Divrei Sofrim. But Lefichach Amru Chachamim, that's an even harder phrase to say is a Daraisa. But this is the Rambam Shita. Unbelievable in terms of the relationship between 40 and 39. The Menachas Chinuch in the previous mitzvah, Tafkuf Tzadi Dalet, quotes this Rambam and asks the Kasha. He says, Sarachian, he says, and he comes therefore to the same conclusion as the Kesef Mishnah, that it can't be. He says, what about my Taz? The Taz that the Menachas Chinuch quotes 20 times. Which Taz? In Ilchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Taz says, Dover HaMefurish Batorah Leheter, the Rabbanan can't knock out and say his Aser. So if the Torah says, according to you, Rambam, the Torah says 40, and the Rabbanan knocked one out and say, no, only give 39, but the Torah says 40 is mutter. So the Torah says 40 is mutter, so how can you say, oh, we're not going to allow you to get to 40? It's a Dabar Hamafurish Leheter. So that's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha, therefore he says, oh, it must be that the Kesef Mishnah is right at the end, where the Rambam really must be in Daraisa. But one could say to answer that there's a big difference, that maybe there's a difference between a Heter and a Mitzvah. The case that the Taz was talking about was doing bris milah when it falls down on Shabbos, blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, where there's an obligation, where there's a mitzvah. So there, the Rabbanan do not have the power to say, don't do the mitzvah. But here, what are we talking about? We're talking about it is a mitzvah, but it is, you're allowed. But to say that you don't have to do it and give him less, you might not say it's the same. It's the same type of case, but either way, that's an important discussion of the Rambam, Radvaz, Kesef Mishnah, and Minchas Chinuch. So, and the Chinuch himself says Behutema. He just ends up Behutema. He does not answer the question. Weiter. Umizel avi asaras biakos kolish biYisrael. Now the Chinuch generalizes. Not only is this an iser on a mukeh, somebody is already getting whipped by Beis Din, but it's the law of hitting any fellow Jew. V'machote zeh on umizaron alav shlo lakoso. And if this sinner were not allowed to hit, shar kol adam lakol shagain, Chazal say surely other people. Somebody is not called a Russian in halacha. V'chachavim zechornim lavracha manu osan u'afilu milirmos lakos. And now he adds, we, including this Isser, is even to be merames, to be meirim yad. The Gemara Sanhedrin Nunches, if I lift up my hand against my friend as if to hit him, that is already asur. Unbelievable. Not only actual hitting, but even if I never end up hitting him, nikra rasha. You know from the pasuk based on in Shmos, lama sakere yacha, right? Quotes the Gemara, kol magbia yodo al chavir lakosa nikra rasha. And not only that, it's not just a chazal, a hashkafa. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Where's the quote in the Shulchan Aruch? Besides in Hilchas in Chavala, the Rama quotes it's in Hilchas Eidus, ha magbia yodo al chavir lahakoso. Pasul le'edus, mi de rabbanan. Why is that word midrabanan there? Good question. The Sma writes, even though he violated Nisadaraisa, because Ein Bo Malkus, he's only going to be possible midrabanan, right? We know the normal rules of Psul Edus are either a Rasha de Chamas, or if you do an Aveira, that is Chayim Malkus or worse. This is not Chayim Malkus, because there is a punishment of Kesef, right? The Gemara talks about in the 8th parak in Baba Kama. But either way, you are Psul Edus Lamaisa, even if it's only on a Drabbanan level. That is a crucial point. Rabbi Feldman in his Sefer, the Right and the Good, he formulates this in terms of when somebody lifts up their hand, it might be suggested further that the prohibition is not merely designed to prevent further transgression. It's not just a gzeira. Oh, you might come to him, so don't even raise your hand up. Which is just, it's not so bad per se, it's just what it could lead to. No, it per se. We have this discussion elsewhere. Yichud, Negia, per se, forget what it could lead to. So to hear, but rather speaks to the declaration of an attitude. A person who raises his hand in threat of striking another has severely altered the tone of interaction, indicating that he is prepared to introduce violence into the equation. The civil relationship between human beings has been disrupted, lowered to an animalistic conflict in which physical violence is not an anathema. Such corruption of the standards of behavior constitutes an independent prohibition. Beautiful formulation from the Right and the Good. That is what is included. So not only hitting, but also even lifting up my hand. Shorash mitzvah zu niglahu lakol. Obviously, the best of this mitzvah doesn't have to be spoken about. Chayna b'din v'ena roi. Lakos birya. We can't hit anybody. Right? Kiyim k'dei rishaso. And even if we have an allowance to hit somebody, we can't hit him at all more than what is allowed. This mitzvah, tafkuf sadi hey, 595, has to be learned along with a mitzvah we discussed a number of years ago, back in the first year of these mitzvah shiurim, and that's back in Mishpatim, mitzvah memtes, the mitzvah upon Bezdin to judge cases of chavala, to judge cases of wounding. Shenitz tavinu, the chinuch said way back then, b'din chovel b'chaveiro la'onsho, k'mosh akasim b'torah b'parsha, v'chi yivun anashim. Right, the myth, the halacha of chavala, Bezdin has to judge it and make the person pay for what he did. As we know, the pasuk there that says ayin tachas ayin is not literal. Nobody ever in Yahadus held that it was literal. Other religions might hold this literal, but we don't. It's very serious. The money that is paid is in lieu, and should be looked at as if it is my limb, but you don't actually pay the limb. The Rambam writes this in the beginning of the Chov Olomazik. Zeshen emer batora, kasher yitin mum ba'adam, keni nasein bo, eino lach bo bazek moshe chalo b'chaveru. That's not what we hold, an eye for an eye, literally. Ela shehu ra'ui l'chasro eiver, o lach bo bo, kemosha asa. Right, he's roi, he's fitting that he should lose it. It's shades of, reminds us a little bit of the Ramban in Parshas Vayikra, when he talks about the message of Karbanos, that when we see the Karban, we have to think that it's right to happen to us. So that's what the Rambam says here. Right there, the Ramban is arguing on the Rambam by Karbanos, but here the Rambam says it. Roy l'chasrei b'lach b'bo k'mo sha'asop. And the Rambam feels the need to emphasize this. Afalpi, and this is a whole halacha vav there. Afalpi shedvarim elu nirim me'inyin Torah shebichsav, even though it seems to be pretty explicit. Kula mifurashin hein mipi Moshe mehar Sinai, v'kulan halacha lamaisa hein biyadenu, v'kazer ra'u avoseinu, done in bebezdin shal Yoshua, ubezdino shal Shul haramasi, ubechol bezdin ubezdin shal amdu mimos Moshe v'arachshav. Wow. The Rambam is very emphatic about this halacha. Realize that it is money. Don't think it is literal, but that is the halacha of chavala. The Vilna Gaon, famous Vilna Gaon, known ayin tachas ayin, he reads it as ayin. You want to know what to do for ayin? Tachas ayin. Look what's under. Look what's after the ayin. If you look at the letters after ayin, ayin, yud nun, it's of course pei kaf samach, which spells out kesef. Right, ayin. What do you do for an ayin? Tachas ayin. You give what's under the ayin, and that is kesef. Ayin tachas ayin. That is the gra. So again, here though is the iser of chavala, and there is the did. Midini ha-mitzvah. There are many different halachas about the mitzvah when a sinner is evaluated how much he can handle. As we spoke about last time, it has to be malchus haruuyos lehishtalesh. If he's embarrassed, if he starts the process and you see he can't take anymore, we stop. If he's in the part of the process or even before you start and he is embarrassed bechlal and he loses control of his bodily functions, also the Gemara has a limud that you don't have to whip him because v'nikla achicha leinu. Einecha, because he's embarrassed already in front of you. He's embarrassed in front of you. By the way, the Isser also here included is Chovel Ba'atzmo. Somebody wounds themselves. Not only wounding a fellow Jew, wounding yourself. That is also included in this Isser of not wounding. This Isser of wounding is always men and women. The Isser of adding on to Malkus, that's by a Shliach Bezdin, and that's by a Bezdin. But the other parts are always, right, there are serious issues. Number one, is there Mechila allowed by Chavala? There's Mechila allowed by Mominus. But what about by Chavala? Can somebody say, yeah, you can punch me, it's fine. Do I have control? Is my body mine? My body's not mine. Right, a person's not allowed to be chova themselves. Isn't that a raya that you can't be mochel? If a person can't be chova, what do you mean? If I'm doing it to myself, I'm obviously being mochel. That's haraya. It's one of the greatest rayas the Mefarshim use to say that you can't be mochel. Right, against any shita that would say that it can't be mochel. What if it's playful? What if it's just people horsing around? Right, so is there an issue there? Serious, serious issues. Somebody, friends go to each other and give each other a punch so another just to say hello, but it hurts them. It's a serious, serious issue, and one has to be very careful and ask Shilas if they have any questions about this. But overall, I'll say just at the end, if somebody is mocking their friend, ahakov shavah pruta, then you pay malchus. If it's less than shavah pruta, so then one is chayiv malchus. At the end, the chinuch says that he thinks that this din is a chiddush. It's very unclear. The Menachas Chinuch leaves the Betzarachian. What element is the Chinuch talking about? Va'omer Anisha Roy Lomar Din Zeh Chiddush Ushachit Shatora. What din? What's a Chiddush? That you get Malkus if you hit less than a Shavar Pruta. That if you pay, if you did a Shavar Pruta, not clear what the Chinuch meant. Either way, these are the two mitzvahs relating to the issue of Malkus. Okay, we'll stop here.